be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work. For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God." Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only that he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, this morning's gospel is one of those words of Jesus that really amazed the Jewish people, because they could not understand the kind of courage that Jesus was speaking with. They could not understand how he gained all this wisdom. And not only that he has the wisdom, but he was very courageous to say it, and he meant what he was saying. And when he was speaking to them, for them, they said, "Oh, this man has come to destroy us." And they started to plot on how to eliminate him. But they did not know that Jesus came for a purpose. They did not understand the mission and the identity of Christ. In today's gospel, the sayings of Jesus reveals that his identity and his mission. And his identity, the Son of God. Jesus is God in human form. And as God in human form, the people could not understand it. But for us who are the followers of Jesus, one of the takeaways from this morning's gospel is the love of God continues to endure. Jesus talks about the forgiveness of sins. And we know that it is one of those sacraments that keeps reminding us God's immense love for humanity. God doesn't want us to die in darkness. He doesn't want us to die in sins. So he has availed to us this opportunity to always see the light of God. That is why when we commit sins, we are encouraged to go and purify ourselves, to go and wash ourselves at the throne of God's mercy. That is confession. We have to really understand what happens in confessions. Every sin we commit, we sin against God the Father, and in that sin is a wound against the church, the body of Christ. So when we sin, by the virtue of that sin, we separate ourselves from the love of God. And also, we separate ourselves from the body of Christ. But when we confess our sins, the priest will pray prayer of absolution. That prayer of absolution will now reconcile us with God the Father and reincorporate us into the body of Christ. So we can now see that confession is very important. Yes, if we commit sin, we can pray and ask God for forgiveness, but that is venial sin, not mortal sin. Every mortal sin needs confessions, needs reconciliation, needs prayer of absolution. But in all these, that reminds us the love God has for us. He doesn't want us to derail. He doesn't want us to be separated from the rudder of God's love. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we continue our Lenten journey, let us continue to meditate and to pray for God's mercy, to pray that our eyes will be opened, that we may understand the immensity of God's love for humanity. Let us continue to pray and ask for his mercy. Amen.